I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As South Africa gets ready to host the 2010 World Cup, reports show that its HIV epidemic seems to be stabilizing. But the disease still has a severe impact in parts of the country, especially in the mining communities. One Hope's Rob Hoskins is helping start a prevention program at schools in those areas, teaching kids what God says about sexuality has an impact.
So if you can plant the values and beliefs that are in God's Word into these young minds and hearts, then when they come to a place where they're making decisions about their sexuality, we're seeing that it is actually reducing the incidence and prolonging the age of sexual debut, which is where we're going to see a change in the HIV/AIDS problem.
Next, hundreds of Native American and First Nation youth are gathered this week in Missouri for the annual Warrior Leadership Summit. The summit will equip these young people to make a difference for Jesus Christ. It wraps up on Thursday, but serves as the launch point for On Eagle's Wings and Ron Hutchcraft Summer Ministry teams. This outreach ministry is called Seasons of Hope and has been used by God to bring healing and hope to many people. Please pray for the teams as they head out. And discipleship and leadership conferences will bring Sudanese and Ugandan believers together over the next year. Words of Hope's Lita Young explains.
Many of the growing churches inside of these countries are led by people who really don't have very much pastoral training. And by providing a mechanism where that can happen to a greater degree, conducting some conferences in the coming year, we believe that we can be helpful.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who is miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get your free copy of A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.